The International Federation of Journalists met in Montreal last week. They work to strengthen protections for journalists worldwide. But the group's leadership say that work was made more difficult after Canada blocked visas for six journalists on the executive committee.
It's completely incomprehensible. I didn't think Canada would do a thing like this.
This is IFJ Secretary General Anthony Bélanger speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. He expressed shock that the journalists didn't get approved. The six hailed from Angola, Cameroon, Peru, Colombia, Panama, and Palestine.
It's the first time we've had so many refusals. We sometimes have refusals, but not by countries like Canada.
The IFJ executive numbers around two dozen journalists from around the world. They and observers were meeting in Montreal to discuss the threats facing those in the profession, which they say are on the rise. They condemned Israel's treatment of journalists in particular. The IFJA says Israel has killed 170 journalists, mostly Palestinian, since October 7th. The country has also prohibited international journalists from entering Gaza. In that context, Bélanger said it was all the more disappointing not to hear firsthand from IFJ Vice President Nasser Abu Bakr, a Palestinian living in the West Bank who had gone through bureaucratic hoops to apply for his visa to Canada, including paying hundreds of euros and spending the night at the Israeli border, just to be refused.
That's the reality of being Palestinian. Even a leader, a journalist. It's a real scandal. We don't go through all of this just for show.
When reached for comment, Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada said they lacked the approval to comment on the refusals due to privacy concerns. The IRCC's actions come at a time when journalists are in danger. John Schlois is president of News Guild CWA, an American union representing some 28,000 journalism workers. He spoke to the IFJ executive about threats to journalists in the United States and how they connect to what's happening worldwide.
There is a war on journalists. I mean, we've seen hundreds of journalists being killed in Gaza who are trying to report out the news. We have tons of journalists who have been killed in Latin America, particularly in Mexico. And we are seeing Trump's rhetoric, right, going from the enemy of the people to action, where there's an active effort to sue organizations, news organizations, to undermine them, to try and discredit them, and to also, bring in the police to be more aggressive on journalists who are just trying to cover events happening in our cities.
At their meeting in Montreal, the IFJ passed a motion condemning U.S. law enforcement's treatment of journalists at anti-deportation protests in L.A. earlier this month. That treatment included shooting journalists with tear gas, rubber bullets, and less lethal munitions. The IFJ says they're also working on an international convention to keep journalists safe, one that would require real buy-in from countries and real consequences if it's broken.
We'll fight to make sure that journalists are able to do their jobs, because at the end of the day, journalists have to be the ones who are holding a mirror to the rest of the world, holding power to account.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.